ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 6 days until the first presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Today, both candidates, however, will be on the campaign trail. Harris will be in New Hampshire. Trump will be in Pennsylvania. The former deputy chief of staff to New York Governor Kathy Hochul facing federal charges accused of being paid millions of dollars by the Chinese government to act on its behalf. A Chicago man is charged with murdering four people who were believed to be asleep on a transit train when police say he walked aboard and shot them with a handgun.
This was an incredibly unfortunate act, a criminal act, a loss of life that we all grieve for.
Suburban Forest Park, Illinois Mayor Rory Hoskins, alleged gunman Ronnie Davis will be in court today. A damning report out this morning on the deadly Grenfell Tower fire in London 7 years ago that killed 72. And South Korea says it's detected more of those trash-carrying balloons from North Korea. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are growing for the NFL to move the Green Bay Packers game in Brazil Friday night. The air quality in Sao Paulo is bad because of raging wildfires. Also, the Supreme Court has imposed a national ban on Twitter. Wisconsin Republican State Representative John Mako also points to crime in Brazil and concerns about the country's contentious election. Thanks to new federal price caps, people on Medicare in Wisconsin can expect to save a lot of money on drug costs next year. David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin.
Enrollees nationwide who reach the new out-of-pocket cap will see an average savings of roughly $1,500 or 56%.
Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A missing swimmer was reported Sunday near Spring Green. At approximately 3:50 Sunday afternoon, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call of a missing swimmer in the Wisconsin River near Peck's Landing in Spring Green Township. Deputies, fire personnel, and conservation wardens responded to the area. Once on scene, it was learned that three men had entered the water from a sandbar and were swept away by the current. One man was able to swim back to the sandbar, while another was rescued by a passing boat. The third man, a 24-year-old from Richland Center, was unaccounted for. Members of the Sauk County Dive Team, conservation wardens, and the Spring Green and Lone Rock Fire Departments searched the river unsuccessfully for the missing man until darkness set in. Search efforts are continuing. It looks to be a beautiful day today with a high of 76 and a low of 50. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says the Packers players are ready to get the season going.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight it will be clear with a low of 58. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. Upper 70s to low 80s for highs, and then a little taste of fall with highs dropping into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 48.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us on a hump day edition next time. Pat Kreitel of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, plus your phone calls. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I had a little remix on the intro song, but I'm doing good.
I'm like, wow, man, I know what that is. But anyway, you got a lot to talk about this morning. I'm excited. You know, it's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with none other than Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, joins us. And so yesterday, Calvin, I did radio three different times. I did my show and Greg invited me on to spend some time with them, and so I want to thank him for that. I appreciate that. And then I did Dominic Selvia's new show. For those of you who don't know, Dominic Selvia is the other half of the Devil's Advocate with Mike Crute. And so Dominic is now the new host. He has yet to name the show, but I would suggest that he should name it Dominic Selvia's Show. Is now on Civic Media at 4 p.m. And it's a great opportunity. If you haven't, well, who hasn't listened to the Devils for the most part? And so Dominic is there. And so last evening I filled in for him. I'll be filling in again this evening, and I'll be there again as well on Friday. So you get a chance to hear me in the morning and also in the evening, Calvin. And I was never able to discern the evening. I kept calling it good morning.
Yeah, old habits die hard.
they really do. If you want to talk about old habits dying hard, man, listen to this. So the NFL and the Green Bay Packers are going to be playing a football game in Brazil. Just a couple things, man. Old habits die hard. Right, okay? Man, talking about old habits, man, football should be played on Sunday afternoon. Old habits, as a young boy and as a young man and as a middle-aged guy, man, Sunday, we geared up my entire life to watch the Packer game on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, even going back to when I was a kid, Thursday night games were like a once in a while thing. And now all of a sudden, every week there's a Thursday night game.
Monday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. The NFL should be played on Sundays. That's the way it was. It was exciting. You gear it up the whole week for that Sunday game, man.
Yeah, and it was always like high school football was on Fridays, college football was on Saturdays, the NFL was on Sundays.
Man, I don't like the change. And more than that, I'm like, okay, so, okay, I watched the Packer game Friday. They're playing the Eagles, a hell of a game, right? A hell of a game. Well, it's in Brazil. Okay, so it's in Brazil. So I'm going to watch it on TV, and it says, well, you have to have something called Peacock. And I'm like, wait a minute. Peacock is that thing that they show on Channel 4. It's a kind of a...
Yeah, the little bird
yeah,
logo.
Yeah. So I'm assuming Peacock, they mean Channel 4, right? Hey, man, you have to have this streaming thing, right? Called Peacock. And if that's not bad enough, listen to this. I hope I'm not the only person. 844-967-2789. The NFL's first ever game in South America will stream live on Peacock. P-who? Peacock. And only on Peacock. Yes. Yes, the game is exclusive to Peacock, and that's the only place to watch it. This is not a preseason game, Calvin.
Yeah, so I did a little bit of research, and it is...
I'll be able to see it on TMJ in Milwaukee.
Yes.
The rest of the state.
So there are thousands of Wisconsinites in, like, the Madison TV markets and other TV markets in Wisconsin that will have to buy Peacock, and that is stupid and not good. But if you live in the Milwaukee or Green Bay TV markets, you will be able to watch
yeah,
it on your regular
TV. That's only
TV.
Milwaukee and Green Bay.
Yep.
I know, so I'm speaking for the rest of the state. Now listen to this before we go to the phone line. So on Friday, September 6th, and is sure to offer NFL fans something they've never seen before, while also promising a very solid game of football. But to watch it, you have to subscribe to Peacock. Enjoy Peacock for $4.99 per month for 4 months as part of the limited time offer. Okay, how much is it after the 4 months? If it's $4.99 for this limited time offer, why don't you put how much is it going to cost the rest of the time, Calvin?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. My guess is it's probably $9.99. It's probably like a 50% off deal. Well, but yeah, I agree with you. They should say what the actual price
yeah,
is.
Yeah, man, don't tell me it's $4.99 and you know, for the first 4 months, and then we don't know what the rest of it is. Come on, man. But you know, I was even thinking before I read the information and found out it was going to be, am I going to buy Peacock to see the Eagles and the Packers? I probably would have. I'm such a NFL fan.
Yeah.
I probably would have done it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to. And it's like, Peacock is just another additional thing. Most people have Prime Video, which they played some games on,
right,
just from the simple fact that if you have Amazon Prime, you have Prime Video. But now they're adding in even another thing.
Hey, man, it's unbelievable. Hey, listen, and I'm talking about, this is surprising to me. Here's a guy, you know, that we're going to talk about who, you know, was around when they played the game with a football that looked like an egg. Al. Hey, Al. Good morning, Jim.
Watch out, Earl. Watch out.
Oh, it looked
you
like
know,
a balloon.
I know where you live at. I know where you live at.
Hey, what's going on, Al? Man, what are they doing, man?
What? Now, see, they're trying to make money. They don't care nothing about
yep.
it. All they want to do is get some more money, more money, more money.
It requires three different streaming services is what Brendan says. You have to have three different streaming services in order to get Peacock, but go ahead.
I said, did you ever play football?
Come on, man. Come on.
What?
Come on, man.
I played tackle football until I was 54 years
old. Well,
I love the game, but the point is not that. The point is I'll watch football anytime, anywhere. And I don't care if it's on Sunday, Monday, whatever. The point is I want to see the football game more than I want to see a baseball game.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see tennis.
I want to see football.
Well, you have to know I'm a lover of football. For heaven's sakes, I ran a youth football league for 20 years. I don't care what kind of football it is. I love football. But, man, when you start putting football on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come on, man. And then tell me I can't watch it unless I buy some streaming. Come on, man. Come on. What is that?
I'm not going along with that part, I'm saying. But I don't care when they play football. I'd rather see football than all that other garbage and game shows they got on television.
Hey, listen. So you mean to tell me you're not a big fan of Family Feud and what's some of these other things that you and I used to watch 40 years ago that they resurrected?
I got 5 televisions in my house, and my wife dominates 2 of them, so I have to go to the lower level. But I got 3 down there, and I watch football.
Hey,
and I don't care what channel it's on or whatever, but I'm not going to buy no Peacock to watch no game because they're going to do this, and then within 4 or 5 weeks, they're going to replay that game on everybody else's channel so everybody gets to see it.
I thought you were this great football lover, man. And now you're telling me you're not even gonna buy Peacock in order to see it live?
I said some of us have to work for a living.
Well, I work. You don't have to work Friday at 7 p.m., Al. You don't have to work Friday at 7 p.m.
Who? I teach classes.
Oh, okay.
What's that kid's name that worked with you?
Calvin.
Calvin.
Yes, Al.
Calvin, how much are you going to pay to get this Peacock?
Well, I'll think about it later. But the Packer game, I'm in the Milwaukee TV market, so I'm good for this Friday.
Well, as I said, in 2 or 3 weeks, you can come with me, and me and you can watch the game for nothing.
Hey, but Al. By then, everybody knows the score. They know the outcome. I don't want to see it afterwards.
That's all right. I like to see them hit. I played tackle and defensive end. I don't care about nothing about the game except somebody getting hit.
Yeah. Is that what happened to you?
Excuse me? Yeah, I'm still ready to go.
Hey, man. Hey, Al. All right, man. It's great talking to you as always. 844-967-2789 is the number. Brendan, hang on. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Poles Federal Fund. PowerToThePolesFund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can follow us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So your thoughts about the Packer game Friday being played on Peacock, and according to Brendan, who seems to be a guy who understands all of this crazy talk, Peacock, Prime, Apple will have a few games. Speak English to us, Brendan, those of us who don't know about any of that stuff you're talking about.
Well, and the MLB is doing the same thing. MLB, we're out here in New Jersey. We're Yankee fans. And I guess I have to apologize to you for last year's Packer 49er game, since I'm a 49er fan. But, man, that kid you got is good, though. Love, I like that kid. He's good. But yeah, they're all going to the streaming services for additional revenue streams. I mean, I guess the NFL doesn't have enough money, but I got DirecTV where I am just so I could watch my Niner games. And now DirecTV doesn't have the games anymore. YouTube's got the games, and they want over $500 for an NFL package. I mean, I got to get a part-time job to watch Niner games.
Man, go ahead.
But, you know, it was a little crazy last year. What we did was we used the Red Zone to watch the games that weren't televised, because at least the Red Zone will bring you right to the game when they're close to scoring. And so it was a little crazy. My wife didn't like it. I didn't really care for it. But the 49ers are up there where they've got enough nationally televised games to where we save. But, yeah, MLB did the same thing. You're going to see the NBA do the same thing. This is an additional revenue stream for them. And these, so I'm going to all streaming services. I'm getting rid of cable and DirecTV because it's just less expensive and you still get everything you need.
So you need a PhD and not the one that's piled high and deep in order to understand just how to get, you know, these different things that we used to be able to see. But I do understand when you're paying people 50, 60 players, $70 million a year, that's what happens, right? Well, individual players.
Yeah, we just had to restructure 5 different players' contracts so we could get Trent Williams into camp. I mean, my gosh, what is going on? These guys don't play through their contracts anymore. If somebody gets 10 cents more than them, they want 20 cents. It's just gotten out of hand. But what you need is a good smart TV, a good wire internet connection, and then you get the streaming service for the network that your games are on. That way you can almost go – if you got a VPN, you can almost go to any network in the United States on that channel.
Hey, Brendan, you know the problem with what you just said? I have a good smart TV, but I'm not smart. I don't know how to do it. Come on, man. You know, there are a lot of us who don't know anything about what you just said. Right? Come on, man.
Calvin's right there. Oh, come on now. Calvin's right there.
Yeah, but he's not at home.
He come over to the house. Shut it hey, up
for you. Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Listen, I want to get here, and part of this is funny, but part of it is real. You know, I'm at the point in my life, you know, when, you know, you ever realize, now you gotta at least be where I am and older, 70 and older, to understand what I'm saying. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You wake up one morning and you realize, think about this, Cat. Well, you're still too young to think about this. But you say, wow, I've become my father. Wow. I've become my mother. 844-967-2789 if you know what I'm talking about. Man, I'm my father now. Out of all those years watching my father as the patriarch of my family, and you look up to them, and same thing with your mothers, and you look up to them, and you think about all of the things that they did for you and all of the sacrifices that they made, and they weren't us because they didn't have the opportunities that we had. But, man, did they sacrifice? Did they ever sacrifice? And I'm waking up. I had my nieces and nephews over for the holiday. And I'm looking at my nieces and nephews, Calvin, are in their 40s. And I'm like, and it dawned on me as I looked around. And, you know, I'm now the, you know, patriarch of my own family. My father, my older brothers, gone. And where I was number four in the pecking order, I look up now. And I just couldn't help but think. 844-967-2789. Give me a jingle if you know what I'm talking about. Because if all of us live long enough, we all going to hit that point where that's going to happen to us. I don't mean this in any negative instance. It's the life cycle. It's the cycle of life. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into The Earl Ingram Show. Interested in hearing what you have to say.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The disgraced former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is still fighting to keep his job as a tenured professor. The UW Board of Regents Personnel Committee meets later this month. Joe Gao was fired as chancellor in December for posting pornographic videos online. Among other things, revoking his tenure means Gao would lose his pension. Experts say getting involved in voting are good for your health. Craig Burns is a social work professor. He says it's true all the way down to local zoning laws.
Whether people have access to an affordable grocery store that sells healthy produce, or whether they have access to safe transportation.
Burns says voters should know local and state races are sometimes decided by just a few votes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The American Red Cross is urging you to make the gift of life through a blood donation due to an emergency blood shortage. Blood donors of all types are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. Your opportunity to give the gift of life will be available Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Mineral Point Rescue Squad building. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. On September 4th, 1964, a Liverpool band that was taking the world by storm played a jam-packed Milwaukee arena. The MC for the Beatles' one and only Wisconsin show was legendary Milwaukee disc jockey Bob Berry, who said the best word to describe the atmosphere that night was pandemonium. Berry said there was so much screaming by fans that it was impossible to hear John, Paul, George, and Ringo singing. Berry said he's never experienced anything like that before or since then. He will host a celebration of the Beatles' only Milwaukee show tonight at a Beatles-themed club in Waukesha.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Another summer season at the movies says goodbye, but there were some encouraging signs at the gate. The last big weekend of the season saw Deadpool and Wolverine spend a fifth week at the top of the charts with a haul of over $15 million. The film showed tremendous staying power as it recently became the highest grossing R-rated movie ever. Coming in second place at the box office was Alien Romulus with a take of $9 million. Speaking of staying power, Twisters finished in third place at just under $8 million. The only new release to crack the top five was Reagan starring Dennis Quaid. The film opened to not so great reviews but still managed to come in fourth place and also bring in $8 million at the box office. And rounding out the top five is sleeper hit It Ends With Us starring Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. The movie finished the weekend with just under $7.5 million, but is at $133 million domestically. It's been a good summer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight it will be clear with a low of 58. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. Upper 70s to low 80s for highs, and then a little taste of fall with highs dropping into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Matt and Air on Air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September, and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Sarah Anderson from the Global Economy Project. We're going to be talking about CEO pay. Next up on the Maggie and the Millionaires at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Our phone lines are open again. You know, just want to touch back on a subject I was talking about right before the break, and that's the fact that, man, I've become my father. And my father was a great man. You know, he provided for 13 people. And he sacrificed his life, you know, to raise 13. I mean, to, you know, 12 plus my mother. And, I mean, can you imagine what it would be like to go to work every day and you couldn't get a pair of shoes until, you know, 13 other people got a pair. You know, and yet the world doesn't recognize him and many others like him. They're silent. And they've done these great things. My parents were married 66 years. My father was a great man. He never went higher than the seventh grade in his life. But he was a learned man. And I learned so much from him that I apply to my life every day. And part of what happens in this society is we look at people with titles and we recognize people who, you know, are educated. And we look at those people and we honor those people because they have, you know, higher education. But the average everyday person who makes the difference in this world, in this society, we walk right past as if they didn't exist. That's not my dad. My dad made noise when he was here. I make noise because my dad made noise. I am a chip off the old block. The apple didn't fall too far from the tree. You can tell a tree by the root it bears, by the fruit it bears. All of those things, you know, my father instilled in me. And hopefully I've instilled those things in my own children. 844-967-2789 is the number. Hey, Mary from Wauwatosa, thank you for chiming in. You say what?
Yeah, good morning, Earl and Calvin. Earl, I relate to your talk about, you know, becoming our parents. I had the benefit of one healthy and positive parent, that being my mom. And it, through the years, it has caused me to reflect on, you know, the challenge for children who don't have the benefit of that. And, you know, when they're lacking that, the village needs to step up and do the parenting, you know, for what is lacking in their life. I think you've been a parent and a role model in our community, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, Mary, thank you as well. You know, I just, for the life of me, part of what is missing in our society is the average everyday heroes, right? And sheroes. The people who do things that don't get recognition. The people who aren't out front and who aren't seen. The people, the blowhards in the society are the ones that are recognized. And so I just want to take a moment to thank all of those people who don't get recognition for the work that they do. I'm even talking about the crossing guard. School has started back. And so there's the nondescript person who's outside early in the morning, doesn't matter how cold it is. And that person is up before dawn and out in the street, sub-zero weather, making sure that children get across the street, you know, and they don't miss. And they're certainly not doing it to get rich. But in this society, we've got to, hey, Tony, absolutely right. Tony says radio producers, let's add them into the mix. Hey, Tony, I got to meet you, man. You're pretty cool, dude. You know, but yeah, you know, the average everyday Joes of the world, who without them, you know, we would not be able to, you know, kind of do the things that we do. But I've become my dad, and I'm happy that I have. And I am who I am because of him. Now, Calvin, I got what do you call that thing? It's not a video. It's a recording of, I was at Labor Fest on Monday. And so did a lot of interviews and ran into a lot of different people. But I'm a union man. I tell you guys all the time, that's who I am. I'm proud of that. My dad was a union man. But all of those people who were at Labor Fest, and one and so that I've interviewed, one of them is Bruce Colborn. And Bruce Colborn is a fascinating, fascinating man. I remember Bruce being engaged in labor, being a voice of labor when I was like 18 years old, man. Hey, I'm 70. Help me do the math, Calvin. What's that, 52 years? Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Hey, Calvin, I saw you had to kind of do some ciphering.
Yeah, I did.
And Bruce Colborn is still at the vanguard fighting for labor. Bruce has to be in his 80s. I've got another friend, a mentor, Paul Blackman, who's 96 years old, a union man, and still at the vanguard fighting, still at the NAACP putting in work. A man who impacted my life immeasurably, he's still at it. I look at those men, and I think I got a lot more in the tank. I've got a lot more to give because these men are going to continue to do the fight until, you know, they're no longer here. So, Calvin, if you'd be so kind, we're going to put on Bruce Colborn, he actually one of the founders of Labor Fest. What would Labor Day be and Labor Fest be without the one and only Bruce Colborn? How you doing, sir?
Oh, that's fine. It's always labor. It's always about getting other people to participate. I actually did the first one that we did here with the first president.
So you were involved with the first Labor Fest. I can tell you how far back that goes. I'm 70 years old. You and I crossed paths when I was in my 20s. You have been a labor leader, a labor fighter. So tell us a little bit about the labor unions that you led.
I worked for, first of all, I came in through the transit union. and I worked for them. I worked as a bus driver and then was president of the union. And actually before that, when I was even younger, I worked in on the East Coast. I worked So when I was here, and then I worked for SEIU,
right,
the Service Employees Union, and then I worked for the AFL-CIO, and I worked for the National AFL-CIO. So I run a, you know.
Gambit. You run the gambit of labor. Let me ask you, you remember clearly in the 60s and 70s the strength of unions in this nation. And you contrast that with where we are now. How much damage has the fact that they worked hard to destroy unions, especially private unions, done to the middle class in this nation?
Yeah, I think it makes such a big difference. I think that unions, especially for a number of years, were not able to keep the fight up. And lost, certain membership and lost certain support. People fought on, though. And then I think the important thing is that now we have a new group of people coming forward, because it always takes new people to come forward, and you have people doing other sort of industries and, much more in, different kinds of things that they're doing for younger people, whether it's at hotels or whether it's in other kinds of things, the service industry. So I think that that's on the rise, and you find a lot of younger people also getting involved in it. So that's the key. You always have to have new and young people doing this.
You know, Bruce, when you look around, you see the human family here, people from all different nationalist backgrounds and all different colors. The union is that. It's everybody, male, it's female, it's Democrat, it's Republican. That's always been the value and the power of the unions.
Yeah, and especially I think on the question of race, it's been an important part, because, for years, before this, black workers were not allowed to participate, and then they became a stepping stone, a place that really built up the unions over time. Now you have people coming from all over the world, coming here, and they're participating. And I think that's an important part, too, of how do we grow, is through all these people who are coming into this country and getting jobs, and how do they participate in this.
And the last thing, around the people walking around on these campgrounds.
All right.
We're probably going to figure the play that last of this on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Bruce Colborn is an icon in the labor movement. And I'll just tell you, every time I see him, you know, I'm amazed at how lucid he is. Bruce has to be in his middle 80s. And so still fighting the fight, still fighting the battle. And so men like that have made it possible for, you know, people like me to be able to live middle-class lifestyle. They didn't just, you know, sit on their hands and just accept. They stepped out front and led. And I was an integral part of labor when I was involved when I worked in labor. I was involved in the union and unionism. And I remember the battles even that we had with our own union members, who didn't think the union was worthy and thought that the union was just for misfits. It probably is the same way today. But guys like Bruce Colborn, who is nondescript to many of you, played a major, major role in, you know, lobbying and fighting and making sure that people like me were able to get pensions and live the kind of lives that we live. Hero. Very few people know about him, but a man that they should erect a statue to. Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing?
I am doing fine. I really like what you're talking about in listening to that gentleman. Young people do not realize what we as older people have gone through. And I was just listing some of the stuff that women had to work for and to fight for and what we finally got and what these young people enjoy today. And they assume that the employer just gave it to them. But women had to fight for equal pay. Women had to fight for health insurance, pensions, vacation, maternity leave, safety in the workplace. And the number one was sexual harassment in the workplace. And it took a lot of time. It took a lot of hard work by the unions to help us get through this. And women especially have to really, really thank the unions for doing what they did, because women would not have these rights right now that they enjoy.
You know, Susan, only 10% of this nation is unionized. And so I just can't wrap my mind around that. And that only 10%. And so, you know, that don't get the benefit of what having that union means to you and your family, right?
Right. I totally agree. And it's only going to get worse instead of better, because we should have more than 10%. But women, for whatever reason, men really fought for the union. But women, for whatever reason, maybe because they depend on their husbands, a lot of them were not single mothers. I happen to be a single mother. So that made a difference in my life and how I looked at it. Because if I wasn't working, then we didn't eat.
Right.
So that was the way, that was the reason why I was drawn to the union and wanted to always be a union member, and was a union member and got on the union board because I believed in these rights. But today there is just this, do you really think your employer, the big CEOs of these who are making millions and billions of dollars, really care about what's going to happen to you? You have to fight. You have to fight your way up the ladder in order to get a livable wage so that in the future you can feed your children and not have to work multiple jobs.
You know, Susan, my fear, my real fear, is what happens after our generation is gone. And those of us who knew about unions and knew the power and the importance of that will long since have passed from this earth. And then the people that are left will be, you know, basically left to scurry. And you know, at the mercy of corporations. Not a pretty picture. Susan, I wish you had more time. Thank you very much, as always, my friend. Really appreciate it. Solidarity forever. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is back on the docket. Always great to have him around. I saw him at Labor Fest. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back on the home court in Green Bay and welcome the hilarious comedian and Wisconsin native Mary Mack. And from HBO's hit show Hacks, actress Rose Abdu joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure? Like yourself, not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.